Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got to talk about the olds. Because last night, how about all the old guys out there? Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers? The Icy Hot Bowl, as it's being called?
That was cool.
You know, I thought it was kind of cool, too.
So cool that Aaron Rodgers hated getting tackled by his own player during a celebration.
Dude, wasn't that such a dad reaction?
Well, you talk about old versus old. It just epitomized the game perfectly. That is now a meme forever, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of Rodgers memes.
That's a good one. It's top five immediately.
Yeah, if you didn't see Broderick Jones tackled Aaron Rodgers after that the go ahead touchdown late and pissed him off. Rodgers was all pissed off, and I can see why. Like, dude, get your freaking hands off me!
It's like, dude, I'm 40
yes,
plus.
I'm
only
41.
Have so many hits in me. Like, you just used one for this year.
Exactly.
Damn you!
And he probably remembers that Achilles, you know, pretty well. And you know, I get it, but he just reacted like such a dad, like. No joy. Get off me.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
But anyway, it was cool. And God, how can you not love Joe Flacco? I mean, my God. So he's 40. Rodgers is 41. And it was cute, but how quickly we forget Tom Brady won the Super... Uh-oh. Ooh. All right. So, It's going to be that kind of show today. Double for Cal Raleigh. Off the glove of your boy, Barger. Barger.
But I think it's Barger.
Barger?
Yeah. I mean, I got the sound off.
Tell you what, that Barger guy, he's a handsome devil. My wife was watching you know, my wife's into the Mariners now.
Is she really?
Yeah, and she also thinks she jinxed it because she says every time she gets into something, they lose, like with KU, or like if she watches KU with me, she has to go in the other room because they start losing. Like, she has this, all these superstitions. But she was watching the Mariners the other night, and she thought Barger was hot.
Well, yeah, he's a good-looking dude. Look at that guy.
He can't catch.
That's okay. He's usually a third baseman, so.
That's true. Why they got him out there?
Because they had to put Santander on the injured list, because his back took him off the roster.
Yeah, okay, so because he started the series, right? He was in there in Toronto.
Yeah, but he missed, I think, game two, and then they tried to put him back in for either game three. I think it was three.
That's how good he is. Didn't even notice.
There you go. Don't even remember him, babe. Let's hope that we don't remember any of these Blue Jays.
So you're going to get a lot of pause in our commentary today because we're watching the game. And
yeah, apologies.
Yeah, we'll apologize ahead of time.
We apologize.
Okay, we apologize.
Thank you.
Well, what I was about to say is, you know, that was a cool... Look, I think Joe Flacco is fantastic, and he's had quite a career, and, you know, he's only 40, so he's not that old. What I was about to say was, you know, and Rodgers is 41. It was cool to see the old guys slinging it around like that, but how quickly we forget Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 43. He's 3 years older than Flacco, and he was second in MVP voting at age 44. LeBron's 40. He's kicking some ass. I mean, you know, so it's not like we haven't seen that before. Like Jamie Moyer, I looked up Jamie Moyer today. Remember that old
salad tosser? Oh, I love Jamie Moyer. Yeah.
Yeah,
he pitched for the Bananas up in Seattle the other day when they were in T-Mobile.
For the Bananas?
Yes. Remember the Savannah Bananas were up at T-Mobile, what, like third week of September in one of their special. They usually so cool. They kind of pay tribute to like the local stars that. And Jamie Moyer was one of the guys that they brought on. James Paxton was there, but Jamie Moyer struck a guy out with like a 50-some mile an hour pitch. It was
so
great.
He pitched.
He for the bananas. Pitch. Yeah, he pitched like a third of an inning for the bananas.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
Don't you think Jamie Moyer could just mow guys down right now?
No, the way that he looks now.
Mow down is the wrong. Why? What do you mean? Is he all fat or something?
Yes, he is all fat now.
Really?
Dude, yeah. Why not? Like, he's like 60 now. He had to push away from the table for so long.
He's
at some 60? Point, just eat.
Is he really 60?
Jamie. Well, he was pitched pitching, until he was like 49. Right?
Yes. I looked it up today. He pitched for the Rockies at the age of 49.
Exactly. So he's. I mean, Jamie Moyer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Also, Satchel Paige, we forget about him. Wasn't he like almost 60?
Yes, I believe so. 62 years old Jamie Moyer was. And yes, Satchel Paige is one of the oldest pitchers ever.
Yeah, ever. So, you know, I mean, let's slow down a little bit on the Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, old guy. I mean, it was cool to see, but I mean, come on. Tom Brady, like, we take for granted the greatness of Tom Brady at the ages of 42, 43, 44. It's kind of even hard to wrap your head around it. And, dude, the thing is, he could probably go play right now and be better than some of these quarterbacks that we're watching. It's just nuts. Anyway, I was thinking last night, that got me to thinking about what are the greatest old man performances in sports. And one came to mind that I still don't think gets enough credit. And I'm pretty sure I understand why. And it is that no one really likes this guy anymore. And everything that's gone on with him, we've just kind of written him off. But Phil Mickelson won a major at the age of 50, out of nowhere, by the way. And I get all the live stuff, and he's kind of an a-hole, and people don't like him, and he's real condescending, and he's an arrogant, and he's just a weirdo. But Phil Mickelson, for the longest time, him and Tiger, I mean, they were enormous stars, and that dude won a major at the age of 50, which was the one at Kiawah. He held off Brooks Koepka. That's incredible that he did that, and we don't talk about it enough. That's my hot take for the day. We don't talk about that enough. That was amazing. Because Jack, I don't think Jack ever won a major over 50. I think the oldest he was when he won a major, I think he won the Masters at the age of 46. So, much love to Mickelson. I also saw a list. Somebody put together a list of the top 10 old man athletic performances. And Phil's was on there. But a lot of them were, you know, like Kareem, 38. Brett Favre at 40. You know, so Brady's not even on this list. So it's like, what the hell are we doing? We need to carve out a new list. Anyway, that was cool last night. And this much we learned as well. Dylan Gabriel is hosed because Joe Flacco, I mean, he can still be good. We saw that. But he was ass in Cleveland. So if he was ass in Cleveland, how the hell is Gabriel going to be any good? How is Gabriel going to succeed if Joe Flacco couldn't? That's a guy who's won a Super Bowl. So, you know, it's crazy. I was thinking about the Browns. You know, Deshaun Watson was awesome when they traded for him. Everybody, you know, that trade was like, wow, this is, you know, that's amazing. And Cleveland finally got a quarterback. Well, he sucked. He went there and instantly sucked. It's the damnedest thing. So it's possible that Cleveland will never, ever have a good quarterback ever for whatever reason. Whatever's in the water there, no idea. But Flacco was dreadful for them. I watched them a few times earlier this year. And then he goes to Cincinnati and just, I mean, of course he has Ja'Marr Chase. Smart guy. He's like, ah, I'll just throw it to this guy. Makes sense. I think he targeted him like 23 times last night or something. And within a week and a half, 2 weeks, he's beaten Pittsburgh on Thursday night. It's incredible. It also goes to show you, you know, a quarterback, a lot of it's about coaching. You know, you got to give Cincinnati some credit. And I know Zach Taylor's been, you know, he's been criticized and may even get fired. But, you know, he's had some, obviously, he's had to deal with some injuries with Joe Burrow getting hurt all the time. But I think it's a testament to the offense in Cincinnati because they sniffed around. Cousins, they sniffed, there was a whole list of quarterbacks they sniffed around. There was like 13 guys they were going to, they were thinking about bringing in. And they chose Flacco because they were like, okay, well, what with what we run and what we do, we think this guy fits the best. He's, you know, he's still got an arm. Yeah, he's a statue back there, but we got some weapons. Let's see what we can do with Joe Flacco. So I think it's a good lesson in that quarterbacks are really only as good as most quarterbacks. Are really only as good as their offensive coaches and their system and their staff and to some degree their offensive line. And Flacco, you know, still got it. You wouldn't know that from him playing in Cleveland. But now look, and all Mike Tomlin was all bent out of shape today at his press conference about it. They keep asking him about Joe Flacco and he gets pissed off. He's like, "You guys are really annoying me today." So anyway, I thought it was great. I think Joe Flacco. I've always thought Joe Flacco was a little better than he got credit for. I mean, I know he's had some ups and downs, but that guy's a damn good quarterback over time and won a Super Bowl. So, step forward for the old guys last night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.